On January 12, 1948, Mahatma Gandhi began his last successful fast in New Delhi to convince Hindus and Muslims in the city to work towards peace. 6 days later, convinced that harmony was achieved, he ended the fast. For most of his adult life, Gandhi read Jesus' Sermon on the Mount every morning, convinced that it contained a truth more powerful than the empire that occupied his native India or the enmity that divided Hindus and Muslims. Through experiments in truth, like the public fast, he sought to put Jesus' teachings into practice for the sake of peace. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Lord, give us strength to pray against the powers. Psalm 67, verses 1 to 4. May God be merciful to us and bless us. Show us the light of his countenance and come to us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide all the nations upon earth. Lord, give us strength to pray against the powers. Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 to 29. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Lord, give us strength to pray against the powers. Gandhi said, "Prayer is not an old woman's idle amusement. Properly understood and applied, it is the most potent instrument of action." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God, as we are in this new year, please help us to be still. We are opening our ears to hear you now, quietly preparing our hearts for the wonder of all that you have for us in this new year. We choose to rejoice in God's compassion and forgiveness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 103. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, as far as he has removed our transgressions from us, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed and remembers that we are dust. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, as we come into this new year, we think of all that has happened in these past number of months. How the coronavirus pandemic, political and social upheaval around the world has impacted us. For all the areas that we have found difficult or painful. God, we bring all of this to you to meet us in our lament, in our desolation. God, we pray for the mistakes that we have made ourselves personally. We bring them to you now. We know and thank you for your forgiveness. We pray we know your direction and your guidance in these coming days. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we ask you to help us throw off the things that hinder us and hold us back. The way we compare ourselves with others, our reluctance to ask for help when we need it, the hurt we may be holding inside. We want to be free of these things in this year. We ask for your forgiveness too, as we consciously turn away from the sin that has so easily entangled us. Help us to fix our eyes firmly on your Son Jesus and run the race marked out for us. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, as we wait for you, teach us how self-denial might open up our spirits to receive your instruction and strength. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.